Finally, a remembrance. The R&B singer Luther Ingram died this week. You may not know his name, but for listeners of a certain age, it won't take long to recognize his contribution to popular music. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has this appreciation.
1972. The afros were wide, the platform shoes were high, and the skirts were really, really short. If our mothers were worrying a little bit about what was going on at those basement parties barely illuminated by dim blue lights, Luther Ingram's hit wasn't going to make them feel any better. It oozed raw-edge bluesy longing. Proprieties be damned, Luther wanted what he wanted. And as the adults suspected, that kind of erotic rule-breaking could be pretty contagious.
Loving you is wrong. I don't wanna be right.
A native of Jackson, Tennessee, Luther Ingram began singing with a gospel group, the Midwest Crusaders, after his family moved north to Alton, Illinois. As a young man, he moved to New York to try to make it as a professional musician. To stretch his few dollars as far as possible, he had a roommate, a guy named Jimi Hendrix. Ingram played backup for Ike Turner and later opened for Isaac Hayes. He co-authored Respect Yourself in 1971. It became a hit for the Staples Singers. But it was a song that he didn't write, but made his own, that people remember best.
If being right means being without you, I'd rather live alone.
Patricia Wilson Aiden of the Rhythm and Blues Foundation says Ingram's soulful sound is very much a part of the Memphis-based Stax record tradition.
Very soulful, a deep, resonant male voice that women just love.
Ingram's delivery on If Loving You Is Wrong is so anguished, a lot of listeners assumed it was inspired by a personal romantic catastrophe. Not so, says friend and music historian Bernie Hayes, author of The Death of Black Radio.
It had nothing to do with his personal life. It's the way he interpreted the song.
Loving you is wrong. I don't wanna be right.
A number of artists, from Isaac Hayes and Millie Jackson to Rod Stewart, recorded If Loving You Is Wrong, but say the words or hum the first few bars, and it's Luther Ingram's voice, tinged with whiskey and collard greens, that floats into your mind's ear. Luther Ingram died Monday from complications of diabetes. He was 69 years old. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Are you wrong to give your love to